If you live in Michigan, you live in the Midwest, right? Well, maybe not. While the U.S. Census Bureau defines the Midwest as a 12-state region between Ohio and North Dakota, many other organizations and individuals have their own definitions. Cartographer Bill Rankin decided to explore the many maps of the Midwest, compiling them all into a single image. The final result included more than the Census Bureau's 12 states. It even included other countries. Current State's Emmanuel Berry spoke with Bill, who runs the site Radical Cartography, about trying to map the Midwest.
What did your own personal map of the Midwest look like before you started this project?
Well, before I made this map, I think that my own personal Midwest was a lot smaller. I grew up in Chicago, and so I think I'd always thought of the Midwest as the states that were right around me. So, you know, kind of from Minnesota to Indiana, maybe a little bit of Ohio, down into Missouri, but not much bigger than that. And so making this map, I realized that the Midwest actually not only, you know, should be seen much more expansively, but could actually be seen very, very expansively.
Yeah, I think, like many people like you who live in the Midwest, what they understand the Midwest to be, they're kind of unaware that there are multiple geographical definitions of the region and that it's kind of even debatable in a lot of cases. So why did you set out to try and map this contested area?
I think probably what provoked it for me was I was looking at, on Wikipedia, there's the map of the Midwest that they have. And if you look at the discussion, it's a very heated discussion. And then what they've ended up doing is just saying, well, we can't resolve this ourselves, so let's use the U.S. Census definition. And I thought, well, this is really interesting. I had no idea this was such a heated topic. So I started collecting maps, not just from the census, but from as many organizations as I could to see just how varied the definitions could be.
What does that census map include as the official Midwest, according to the Census Bureau?
So the U.S. Census includes everything from Ohio on the east to the kind of Great Plains states, the Dakotas, Nebraska, and Kansas, that kind of clump of states there.
All right. So pretty expansive, bigger than your understanding of the Midwest. So, like you said, you decided to look for other maps. What types of organizations or sites hosted these maps of the Midwest?
So yeah, I looked, I used the internet to find really absolutely as many as I could. I ended up with about 100. And those came, a lot of them came from different agencies in the US government. So the census has its own definition, but other agencies have very different ones. So, you know, Department of Energy, Department of Labor, the Fish and Wildlife Service, the Army Corps of Engineers. But I also looked for maps from other organizations that had some kind of official status, a map that really sort of did something in the organization. So that included lots and lots of different kinds of organizations, everything from the American Chemical Society to the National Model Railroad Association to Home Depot.
Home Depot's Midwest, I like it.
That's right.
So, when you made the map, it's essentially it's outlines of the states that are kind of included in varying shades of pink that get deeper the more times those states are represented in maps. I guess, yeah, describe as best as you can what we visually see when we look at your map, the size and scale of the Midwest.
Sure. So I think there's a shape that pops out, which is the census definition. But then there's a lot of variation within that. Illinois is the darkest state, and then sort of Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa are the next darkest. The Dakotas aren't nearly as dark. And then Kentucky and Oklahoma, Arkansas, Tennessee, they seem like they are actually, you know, more prominent, at least than I would have expected. And you could sort of see Kentucky especially as a kind of, you know, a boundary case. And then there's this vast, vast hinterland, everything from Alberta to Newfoundland in Canada, to Idaho, Texas, Georgia, North Carolina, even New York in one of the maps. So it's a sort of a core region. Illinois is the most Midwest. There's, you know, a handful of states that are clearly Midwest, and then there's lots and lots and lots of options for how big it could be.
What factors contribute or influence what people consider to be part of the Midwest? I mean, why are all these different agencies or definitions using these completely different boundaries?
Well, I think that some of the people are trying to come up with what you might see as a positive definition of the Midwest. So they're defining it based on, kind of the culture of some sort, or, certain kind of immigration in the 19th century, certain kind of soils or watersheds. But I think those are actually not the majority of the maps. Most of the maps, the Midwest is kind of a leftover space. So they'll have a map that says, these are definitely the Western states, this is definitely the South, this is definitely the East Coast, and the Midwest is kind of everything left. So I think that that's how you get some of these very, very big Midwests. But even so, then there are definitely some that do take a positive definition of the Midwest that still include places like Kentucky, Oklahoma, even parts of Texas.
Where there are some maps that include things where you're just like, no way. Like, no way is this part of the Midwest.
So Newfoundland was the one that really caught my eye. Or Georgia, New Mexico. These seem like real outliers to me. And I think they come across because they have said, we've carved up the country or the continent into the categories that we know, and then the Midwest is kind of the great middle.
What about anything that was left out? Anything that is essentially Midwest that some people just didn't even include in their maps?
Well, what I thought was really interesting was that although Illinois was definitely the most Midwestern state, there's actually no area that everyone agreed upon. So there's some maps that show everything from Illinois kind of west, the few states there. But then there's a map I found that only includes Indiana, Michigan, Iowa, and I think Kentucky, and doesn't include Illinois at all. And so I thought that was really fascinating that even given this huge, vast area that could be covered by the Midwest, there was no area that everyone even agreed on.
What do you think these different definitions or maps of the Midwest say about us?
Well, I think that really drives home the point that we all carry around a different kind of mental geography. That we have this idea of, what our home region is or should be, and we don't even realize that other people can have very different ideas about what it is. And so I think it really speaks to the kind of pliability of the concept and really how much of it is a cultural concept rather than a physical or, biological region.
Does it even matter if we ever agree on a set map?
Well, I think that for me, it was actually what I really gained by making this map was the sense that it's important to hold on to the fact that there isn't a true definition. And I think it'd be a mistake to try to say this is the final map of the Midwest. But rather, I think it's important to see this category of Midwest as pliable, as something that will change depending on where you live or what you think really matters. And I think it's really important actually that there not be a final definitive answer so that we can keep that fluidity alive.
Are you considering doing this with any other regions, looking at how people define them?
Yeah, I definitely thought about that. I mean, I think that even just a quick glance around, I was surprised by how the South, for example, was not as clear-cut as I thought, because there's a definition that comes from the Civil War, but it seems like there's people who have different definitions as well. Another region that I thought about that I thought would be a nice complement to the Midwest was actually the Mideast. Where there's some agreement about what are the countries that make up the Mideast, but then you find, parts of Central Asia or Northern Africa also included in that.
Bill Rankin is an assistant professor at Yale. He also runs the website radicalcartography.net. Bill, thanks for your time.
Thanks a lot.
For Current State, I'm Emmanuel Berry.